Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The so-called interstellar object 31 Atlas that is passing the Earth, the question being raised is it a comet or is it an alien creation? A Harvard University professor reckons it could be alien technology because of its brightness, its rarity, its diameter, but only time will tell us if it is just a natural comet or is it something else. Francis McCarthy is the Education and Outreach Officer at Munster Technological University's Blackrock Castle Observatory, and Francis joins me now. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning. I've got to say, I'm firmly on it's a comet.
It's a comet. Now, when was it first observed, Francis? When did we spot it?
It's doing comet things. So comets, generally, the ones that we spot are these icy objects that spend most of their time at the far reaches of the solar system and occasionally zip towards the center of the solar system, get lit up because they warm up and their gases from this frozen material sort of expands, and then you can see them from the sunlight reflecting from them. This one was discovered in the summer, going way too fast to be one, be a comet from our solar system. It's zipping through space. So it's classified as an interstellar comet. It's only the third of those discovered. I can remember the huge excitement with Muamua when it was discovered, and then, wow, there's another one, Comet Borisov, and now this is the third one, Comet Atlas, named from the detector that first spotted it. So it's coming in, going as close to the sun as it's going to go right now. So it's quite tricky to see because it is passing the sun on the other side of the Earth's orbit from where we are. So it has been visible for people with reasonable sized telescopes. You know, if you've got a 6 or 10 inch telescope, you'll be able to see it. So it's not just professional astronomers that are able to view this object. It's, you know, and it's been brightening quite a bit as it's got closer to the sun, making it a little bit easier to see, apart from the fact that it's so close to the sun that it's light up the horizon if you're up at 6 in the morning.
Why wouldn't the sun's gravitational pull just suck it in?
It's going really fast. Think about your rugby players. You know, when they get tackled, if they've got some speed, you can try tackle them, but they blow past you. Okay, so it's coming in. It will most likely just very slightly bend, but it's zipping through the solar system. And so it's come in quite flat, very close to the plane of the solar system, which means it's passing by planets. So it went past Mars, and a couple of the spacecraft that are observing Mars went, okay, you know, it's just over there. Let's have a look and see, can we spot it? And they were able to see it. But of course, they're not designed to look at comets. So they saw a couple of pixels and went, yep, there it is. We've spotted it. It's because it's gone past the sun, it's going to continue out into space, getting further away from the sun, but and dimming as it goes. So it really is, everybody has dropped everything to look at it. So now, the Hubble Space Telescope has looked at it. The James Webb Space Telescope has looked at it. You know, this is rare and unusual.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen some images taken by the Hubble telescope, and it's not that you're seeing everything crystal clear in sharpness. That's
no,
not the kind of image.
No,
even though the Hubble has done wondrous things.
Hubble has done wonders, but comets are generally small. You know, the center of a comet is typically the size of a mountain. So you're not talking about a planetary-sized object moving through space. You're talking about, you know, imagine we scooped up Cork City and flung it through space. You're looking at something, you know, typically 3 to 5 kilometers would be quite a big comet. Now, the cloud of gas around them is bigger, and any tails that they might have are bigger. But the core of it, the solid part of it, is really quite small.
Now, what about this Professor Loeb, who thinks, you know, it could be alien technology coming from another solar system and it's spying on us? That's why it went so close to Mars. That's why it's coming close to Earth. They're actually having a look at us.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, he also did say, I don't actually think any of this is real, but it's interesting to speculate. Yeah, he's an interesting character. He's, you know, certainly got some ideas. Some of them in the past have been a little off the mark. There was a meteor that people thought might have been an interstellar meteor. So a meteor is when a little bit of something from space comes through the Earth's atmosphere. Sometimes meteors are associated with the path of comets. So, you know, it's not impossible that you could have an interstellar meteor. You know, if a little bit of an interstellar comet left some debris and the Earth moved through that bit of space, that debris would burn up. But he decided that he knew exactly where this potential interstellar meteor had landed on the ocean floor and went looking. Really some extraordinary claims without any extraordinary evidence. Mm.
So he's got form in that regard. Anyway, you're convinced it is a comet, an interstellar comet, going really, really fast, and no aliens in charge.
No. Space is really, really big. It's very hard to get from one bit of space to another.
Now, some people who have been getting places in space are those who managed to live in the International Space Station, which on the 2nd of November, a couple of days away, marks 25 years of nonstop human occupation. The first time humans went in through that hatch was to stay there was November the 2nd, 25 years ago.
I know. Isn't that bizarre that it's 25 years and it's, you know, it's normal now to go, oh, yeah, there's the space station going overhead. And you watch it. At least I do. I check when it's due and I go out and wave at it.
Because it is big. It's very visible.
It's very big. It's very visible, and it zips across the sky. It takes about 5 or 6 minutes. So if any of our listeners have seen a bright light steadily across the sky from the west towards the east, that's the ISS that you've been seeing.
Now, the question of how big it is, you know, I've seen some pictures of it, and it reminds me of a house that constantly gets extended. You know, you have a bit put on here and a bit put on there. How big is it
that's
now?
That's exactly it. It's the comparison is it would fit in Croke Park. So it would fit on the pitch in a football stadium. But it's each of the segments was put up there by a rocket. Very many of the early ones were put up by the space shuttle. So there's a similarity in their size in that they had to fit inside the rocket or inside the space shuttle. So you've got these components all linked together. And for, you know, at least the first sort of 15 years of the ISS in orbit, it was being built, it was being made, it was being extended. And of course, as you extended it, you had to add more power. You can't just plug into a line. So solar panels were put in place and they were moved multiple spacewalks. Of course, now it's mostly repair work. If you think the technology is from the 90s, how much technology in our houses do we have from the 90s that's still working?
Yeah. Now tell us, what's going to happen to it? I mean, will it inexorably start falling and eventually burn
it's
up?
It's coming down. It's falling all the time. So the top of the atmosphere, it's only about 400 kilometers up. So that's still got a very tenuous atmosphere of the Earth. So that slows it down. And it has to do these little boosts to raise it up into a higher orbit. So typically whenever something docks with it, they might push it just a little bit higher.
Okay.
There are increasingly number of private operators, and one of those is looking to build some new modules for the next generation space station, connect to the ISS until it reaches the end of its lifespan, which was probably about 5 years' time. 2030 is the estimated finish for the ISS. And this particular company, Axiom, they haven't got anything launched yet, but they're building. They'll disconnect their modules, launch up a few more, and that will be the next.
Yeah, and so much easier to do it when you can be living in the accommodation up there. You know, it's like putting your builders up in your own house as you're building an extension.
Absolutely. And it's not only builders that go up there. You also have to host your tourists. You have to host your crews. You have to host your film crews making documentaries or films. There's actually a space tourism industry. The first couple of space tourists paid significant amounts of money to go up to the ISS, you know, $35 to $50 million for a short trip. But nowadays, you know, you get yourself, you can either be a trained astronaut. Europe has five new astronauts who are planned to get up to the ISS before it is finished. So they've got, you know, 5 years, typically one a year gets to go. One is planned for next year, 2026. Sophie Adanot, she will be the first of the new batch of Europeans going up to the space station. So, I mean, it's still doing work.
Well,
but it's still very cool.
It's very cool indeed. It is. Lucky those who get to reach it. Frances McCarthy, Education and Outreach at Munster Technological University's Blackrock Castle Observatory. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.